bold nanny, proud Sam Shire.
Brave Bogle, hopeful Gordon.
Visionary Gabby, strong manly.
Dependable Bustamante.
Jamaica's national heroes built this nation, but what were they like when they were children and young adults? Excite your imagination and join the JIS every day during Heritage Week for fictional stories of our national heroes as children.
In this world of darkness, so we must shine. You in your small corner and I in mine.
7-year-old Paul Bogle huddled under the house, alone, nervous, but not afraid. He had been there for some hours, and now it was pitch black night. Normally, at this time on a Sunday, he would have returned from evening service, and his mother would be urging him and his siblings and his cousins to go to bed. But there had been no church service in Stony Gut that day. In the morning, when the families were preparing the after-church supper, the militia rode into the village and turned over the cooking pots and demanded to know where the recent runaways, Osonoko the Coromante and Britain, who was born on the plantation, had gone. No one knew, they said. They were especially harsh on Kwamina because she had a history of being defiant. They put her to stand in the sun while they ride a horse through her house.
We are not hiding any runaways. It is just our families and children. Leave us alone.
The tone of her voice gave courage to the other villagers who refused to run into the bush, and instead they sat and kept their eyes trained on the militiamen as they rampaged through the huts and kitchens and the vegetable plots and the hen houses. Then they put Kwamina in the cart first and ordered all of the young people, the adults and the elders in to join her. They drove away, no doubt to the workhouse for punishment, leaving the children alone in the village. Paul ran under his parents' hut as soon as a commotion started, and him stayed there. He was hungry, but he felt he could ignore the pangs and stay safe until his parents returned. But he could not ignore the scared crying of the other children, especially when evening and its darkness came. He crept out, and he found 8-year-old Fibber in her mother's kitchen, shivering, and she frightened.
Don't cry, Fibber. You're not alone. Let us catch up the fire and roast the breadfruit and eat some food.
Paul went behind the house for some dry banana leaves. He tore them up, blew on the embers, and used them to feed a small flame. Fibber placed a few pieces of wood on the flame, and soon there was a small but steady fire, giving them courage in the dark. In the night, Paul went from hut to hut, calling out and encouraging the children to come with him. He led them, many crying, to the flame in Fibber's kitchen. When he had done that, Paul went out again into the nearby bushes, calling out the names of the children he knew. In all, more than 20 children eventually huddled together in the kitchen with their roasted fingers of plantain and ate them. The night was long, but they held each other, and Paul led them in the singing of songs from church. Comforted, the smaller children drifted off to sleep, and the older ones told stories about how Anansi, the Spider-Man, used his wits to stay alive and look after his own family. Finally, after all the stories were told, and the firewood was finished, and the fire had died down to red embers, only Paul was awake. He stayed awake, listening to the breathing of the children until daybreak, which was when the cart returned with the weary adults. Despite being awake all of Sunday, they would have to work again that morning in the fields. The parents were relieved to find that all of the children were safe together and praised them all for their bravery.
Fibber, were you afraid?
No, Mama, we were not afraid. Pa Bogle was our light through countless hours.
You have just heard the fiction series Young Heroes, inspired by the National Heroes of Jamaica. Young Heroes is written by Gwyneth Harold Davidson for the 50th anniversary of the Jamaica Information Service. Continue to celebrate the heroes and open new pages at jis.gov.jm/youngheroes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.